What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn the devil, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application.
Gassiest balls.
Or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate. Thank you, Shelby. We appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Happy Monday, everybody. Trump's still president, so, you know, how happy can it be?
He's not impeached yet.
Yay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Let's see what's, no, I mean, the dog got me discombobulated here, jumped up on my lap. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Tweet us during the show.
Yes.
And, thanks to those that buy shit through our Amazon link. When you go to buy shit through Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
And, whatever you buy in that session, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
As they say in Goodfellas, fuck you, pay me.
How can you be in a bad mood when there's mariachi music?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody will find a way. Well, if you're a racist.
Oh, yeah, that would bother you.
Right.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Strap in, strap on, everybody. Let's see what's going on in this big world, this Crab Diving Monday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and what's up, everybody? You know, Trump still is the president. We still don't have a ban on assault weapons, right?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like you because you are special.
Oh, my God. You just rape me with your words.
Those were the World War II American Indian code talkers that he was speaking with when he called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas.
Right. Do you realize that after Trump is gone, if we ever excise his orange ass out of the White House, the next person to be president, the bar, is going to be so motherfucking low.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought the bar was low after W.
Well, and then, you know, Obama set the bar too high.
Don't invoke the name of white supremacists. That would be an improvement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Or at least figure out a more elegant way to make your point that,
yes,
you know, you had to work with even the most heinous people back in the day.
Oh, shit. I meant to say Trump was said about Charlottesville.
Oh, not I thought you meant Joe Biden.
Oh, God, we're getting Joe Biden mixed up with Trump.
Well, you know,
that's crazy.
You know, Ryan, poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
You know, we watched that Bill Maher over the weekend, that episode of Bill Maher.
Yes.
And he addressed that, right?
He mentioned it. Yeah.
He's
kind of like, who gives a fuck?
Well, you know,
it's going to happen. Guy's going to be talking.
But don't you think?
And he's in his 70s.
But. Not to shit on Joe, but that statement, don't you think it's revealing about how you really feel about shit and how you actually see the world?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I don't know how you ignore that. They're not.
Expect senior moments.
I mean, that's white privilege.
They're seniors.
That is white fucking privilege.
Yeah.
I mean, saying that and just say, hey, don't worry about it. He's just an old dude. You know, he's going to be our president.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is great. I saw right before the show that Deborah Messing, the actor, had tweeted out, hey, Susan Sarandon, how are you liking the revolution?
Oh, my God.
For example, the headline at the Huffington Post, Trump guts protections for endangered species.
Jesus. You would think, because of the fact they're endangered, you would need protections.
Well, and you know, his beloved American eagles that the wind power kills viciously. Yes. We're saved because of being put on the Endangered Species Act. Right. I mean,
his deal was he didn't like wind power, right? Because the windmills were killing all the eagles.
Well, that's not why he doesn't like wind power. He doesn't like wind power because his buddies own coal mines and oil refineries.
But he did say that over it.
Yes.
That was an insane talking point. Right. I remember him bringing it up. And also,
they cause cancer.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Jeez.
3 months after leading scientists warned that humans have driven up to 1 million species around the globe to the brink of extinction, the Trump administration has finalized a sweeping overhaul of the Endangered Species Act.
Gosh.
Weakening one of America's most important laws for protecting imperiled plants and animals.
You know what's crazy, dude? If you would have told me that our administration was overhauling the Endangered Species Act, I normally would have thought, oh, you must have strengthened protections.
Undo.
You must have done some progress.
Undo.
Good God.
The new rules change how federal agencies implement portions of the conservation law, making it easier to remove recovered species from the protected list.
Right.
And opening up the door for, guess what? More drilling.
Yay!
And more development.
Oh, that's great, Pat. That's good news.
Changes allow federal agencies to consider economic factors when making decisions about granting species protections. In other words, but look at all the money we can make.
But they're going to disappear.
But look at all the money we can make.
Yeah. And the problem is, if you say, yeah, but this animal will disappear and he won't be on the planet anymore, some dickhead will say, oh, how does that affect my 401k?
Right.
I don't fucking care.
Exactly. So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post.
Yes.
The Trump administration gleefully taking a shank to the Endangered Species Act now.
Thank you, deplorables. Thank you, everyone that voted for this shitbag.
Susan Sarandon.
She didn't vote for him. She just suggested that we needed Trump, right?
And that don't vote.
Oh, my God. God, Susan. This country.
Wasn't she like they screwed Bernie? So, yeah.
But they didn't screw you, Sarah or Susan.
No, she's a rich actor.
Most of her life has been spent with Americans that have been fucked by Trump. Americans spending money to go see her fucking movies.
Right.
And so to reward them for that, for making you a fucking star, you wanted to have Hitler be our president. That's fucked up.
Dog's vomiting.
No, really? Gosh. Jeez. Why? What's going on? Oh, gosh.
Just missed the cloth that I
gave.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Tell us about our Amazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. And speaking of chunks, God, I've always hated vomit more than anything. It smells so bad. And not only does it smell bad, the texture of it, whenever you're trying to clean it up, is the worst fucking thing on the goddamn planet. People say that the human body is a miracle, and I would say, then why every once in a while did we, you know, spew forth chunks of crap that we ate, and it makes a big mess everywhere? How's that a fucking miracle? I don't know. Jeez. God, I'm putting up promos for the show today. And there's one, this meme that says, impeach this motherfucker. And it's a picture of Donald Trump sitting at a desk with a weird fucking pen in his hand. And God, he's got the weirdest fucking look on his face. I've never seen a president. Yeah. Oh, is she all right? Is she sick? You got the flu, buddy? Is she pregnant? Could that be it? That would be a miracle, wouldn't it? Yes.
She got a tattoo for nothing.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Yeah, this president just has the weirdest looks on his face sometimes. Like, I feel like at times he doesn't know. I don't know. I feel like he's not all there. I know that's the most obvious kind of dumb fucking thing to say ever, but, you know. He's not all there. And yeah, has he called for was there any gun news over the weekend? I don't know. I was busy doing a bunch of work bullshit. What's going on?
Poor dog.
Yeah. God.
She looks like she doesn't feel good.
I was vamping about nothing while you were gone.
We just did the hazmat cleanup.
Jeez.
Of the pile of barf.
Right.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
To Hong Kong Defiant, it says Beijing warning. I believe these are protests. God. You know, there's more protests going on in Russia too.
Oh man.
Like to the point where it's like tens of thousands now, and they can't even beat the shit out of all of them.
God.
And arrest them all.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because Putin did what Trump would love to do here and the Republicans would love to do, remove their candidates, their opponents, from the elections.
Yeah.
Just like, you can't be on the ballot anymore.
You've been arrested.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't
Some
that
of
what
them,
Putin
yeah.
does to the opposition?
Some
he
of them.
Arrests them?
Yeah, the main opposition leader I saw not too long ago was arrested again for some ridiculous... See, for inciting the protests.
Didn't that bother anybody when Trump kept calling for Hillary Clinton to be arrested, indicted, investigated,
still,
or whatever. And she was running against it. It's the opposition. That's what they do in lunatic third world countries. They throw the opposition in jail. You know?
Yeah. and Banana Republics.
Yeah.
The one of the world's busiest airports.
Yes.
Canceled all flights after thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators crowded into Hong Kong's main terminal on Monday.
Oh, my God.
While the central government in Beijing issued an ominous characterization of the protest movement.
Wow.
As something approaching terrorism. See? That's
yes.
what they try to do. The government says, you're terrorists, peaceful
yeah.
protesters.
You're a threat. That's scary, man.
The extreme action by the largely leaderless movement.
Wow.
Seemed calculated to prompt a stern response from Beijing. No new violence was reported, although the city remained on edge after more than 2 months of near daily and increasingly bloody confrontations between protesters and the Chinese popo.
Dude, that sounds scary. What's a Chinese popo like? Are they like our popo? They just shoot you?
I think they beat you.
Oh, okay. They don't have guns?
Beijing tends toward a broad definition of terrorism, including in it nonviolent protests of government policies.
That's terrorism?
Yeah, apparently.
Nonviolent protests of government policies? Well, fuck, man, that's just saying I don't like something.
Well, right.
And that's terrorism?
Yes. In China.
Shit, man.
And the Republicans here are wistful.
Well, isn't that kind of what, you know, when Trump says things like, we're going to have to look at the libel laws. What they say on MSNBC and CNN and NBC, that's crazy. That's crazy. We have to look at that.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's the headlines.
Yes.
Everybody.
Great. Congratulations.
Lots of protesting going on in the Hong Kong and in Russia.
Right.
Pro-democracy.
Instability, man.
Pro-democracy.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, it's actually bad that you have to demonstrate for that. That means there's no democracy right now.
Right.
You know? Not great.
It means it ain't doing well.
Right.
You may have heard that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Allegedly.
Right. Clinton body count.
Clinton body count was trending. But then Trump body count was trending also same time. So equal opportunity.
God, who knows what the fuck that is?
Well, it's all very strange. Dude was on suicide watch, but then he wasn't.
Right.
Dude had a roommate who mysteriously got transferred out very recently.
Yes.
It's just all very strange.
Right. So Jeffrey Epstein had a roommate in his cell?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
His cellmate.
Wouldn't he be in a separate area for famous child rapists?
Attorney General William Barr, you know, this is under his watch, basically, the criminal justice system.
Right.
Says that the Justice Department has already found, quote, serious irregularities at the federal jail where Jeffrey Epstein took his own life over the weekend. Barr said he was angry.
No shit.
This is my angry face.
How many different faces does Bill Barr have anyway? He's got like a square head, and just a lot of skin.
He was angry to learn that staffers at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York had failed to adequately secure this prisoner. He said,
"Oh shit."
Epstein died Saturday, and what prison officials said was an apparent suicide.
Yeah.
Barr did not provide specific details, but said investigations by the FBI and the Justice Department are continuing. He was speaking at a police conference in New Orleans.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, what's he going to say there?
A police conference in New Orleans?
Don't worry, guys. We're investigating ourselves.
God, man, when I was in New Orleans, all those cops on those horses.
Yeah, it's a little annoying.
And you know those horses don't want to walk on that pavement, right? Doesn't it hurt their feet?
Well, they've got good shoes.
Really?
They've got special shoes they wear on pavement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've always heard that was bad for horses. But
I mean, it's probably not good for their knees and shit. Like, it's not good for us.
I mean, it's probably not good hanging out with a bunch of cops shooting people if you're a horse.
Barr also issued a warning saying the case is far from over. He said anyone who may have conspired with Epstein should not rest easy.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Saying, what the fuck are you saying that for?
Is he threatening justice?
What are you saying that for?
Is he doing anything, though? I mean, it's got to be weird for Bill Barr to have something to do all of a sudden, right?
Well, there's still the investigations continue.
Yeah.
And they're even looking into that ridiculous deal that Acosta made with the original plea deal with Epstein, 10, 12 years ago, they said, and also agree not to prosecute any future undiscovered or unnamed co-conspirators. In other words, we're not gonna go after anybody else. We promise, no matter what.
I mean, how many victims did Epstein have?
Lots.
Like in the 40s, I thought it was a really high number. So it's conceivable that there might be someone they didn't find. They might uncover a new victim.
Yeah.
And that person doesn't get justice because our DOJ made a deal they didn't have to with some child rapist trafficker. Fuck. That's wacko.
So all kinds of, conspiracy theories going on, everything from the Trump and his cronies had him killed, the other guys on the list, to he's not dead. He faked with some of his billions of dollars. They faked his death and he's going to go live somewhere in an island somewhere.
What do you think? What do you think?
I think he's dead. I think he killed himself.
Yeah.
But I think somebody may have metaphorically loaded the gun and left it accidentally sitting on the table.
But how did he die? Do we know? He
probably hanged himself if he was kind of in gen pop or not gen, if he had roommates and shit, he's not in isolation, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, how do we know somebody didn't slip him some pills or something to take?
Well, they're saying we're pretty sure it's suicide.
Yes.
Why would we
believe? But we don't have the results of the autopsy yet.
How ridiculous that our DOJ is going to look into anything. Like, you're going to believe anything Bill Barr says.
I know.
It's dumb as shit. I know,
especially when it involves possibly the president.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. If you think about a banana republic, look at our Justice Department. Look at our fucking cops. Look at law enforcement. And then this fucking DOJ. It's a joke.
So any more news that comes out about that, we'll, of course, be following that story.
Oh, shit.
But I know you guys want to hear what a true expert on the whole matter thinks.
Yeah.
And opining about the suicide.
God, who is this going to be?
Is
Scott Baio?
Well, I'll give you a hint. Giving us a brilliant up-talking version.
Ooh. So the inflection goes in that goes up at the end of the line?
You know, maybe Jeffrey Epstein was, it's Liz Crokin.
Oh, my God.
Liz Crokin, you may remember, was the one who blamed, she's a journalist, giant quotes, who broadcasts from, I don't know, her basement, her rec room or den.
There's nothing wrong with broadcasting from any of those places.
Correct.
That you just mentioned. Nothing.
But she was the one who blamed Hillary Clinton's coven of witches on when she broke her finger when she was surfing in Hawaii.
Did she literally say a coven of witches?
I believe she feels that it was witchcraft.
Who's the person that chained himself to Twitter?
Laura Loomer.
Right. Okay.
Allegedly running for Congress.
God, yeah. It's hard to get these guys straight. Laura Loomer is running for Congress. God, I forgot that story.
And Liz Crokin is a big QAnon fan now.
Oh.
Also. The last clip I think we played cool. Was her saying, see, you guys think I'm all crazy and everything.
Hey, Liz, be careful. Don't fall off the edge of the earth.
So here's Liz Crokin.
Yes.
They refer to her, this is Right Wing Watch, they refer to her as right-wing journalist and Trump-worshipping conspiracy theorist.
Wow.
Liz Crokin.
Look at all that credibility.
Here's her, the gem she dropped on YouTube.
Yes.
As soon as
Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. I can guarantee you that 100%. Jeffrey Epstein, I will repeat, did not commit suicide. All right? Now what really happened with him, aside from that, is going to be speculation.
So,
well,
he totally did not kill himself.
Yeah, yeah.
But now everything else is speculation.
I mean, you can understand why this guy might kill himself. He's going to spend the rest of his life in fucking jail, and he's a rich dude, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
What happened with him, aside from that, is going to be speculation. Okay. I think that there are two possibilities of what could have happened with him. If Jeffrey Epstein is dead, I believe that it possibly could have been an execution. And I believe he possibly could have already faced a military tribunal.
Oh, shit. What's with all the extra noises with her? Her mouth is making weird noises when she's talking. There's lots of clicking and bullshit going on. How the fuck does she know, by the way?
She's got inside information.
Is she in touch with QAnon?
She follows the breadcrumbs.
Oh, really?
I believe.
On 8chan?
And I believe he possibly could have already faced a military tribunal and been executed. I believe that's what happened with John McCain.
Wait, I never heard that.
She believes John McCain was executed by military tribunal for treason.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask, but why would she even think that?
Because he went after Trump with the whole dossier.
Oh, okay.
And he was part of the fake deep state attempted overthrow of Trump. And the Q people believe that there are secret military tribunals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That are going to save us. That you can't even trust most of the court system.
Are they going after Hillary?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's the ultimate prize. Ever. Yeah, yeah, okay.
But she believes that not only was Epstein tried and executed by a military tribunal, that John McCain also.
I mean, what if somebody killed him in prison? That's not crazy, right? I mean, people hate child molesters or whatever.
Executed. I believe that's what happened with John McCain. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that's what happened with George Sr. All right.
What?
So I think that's one possibility.
Bush? Why?
92-year-old George Sr. was executed by military tribunal.
I think George was executed by his fucking body because he's 92 fucking years old.
I think the Lord executed.
Yes, absolutely.
George H.W.
Like, sorry, guy, you got to go.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
All right. Okay. So I think that's one possibility. So if he is dead, the good guys, the white hats, they already got all the evidence they needed. They already got all the testimony that they needed to prosecute others. And if he.
True. In many cases, there are still gazillions of pages of documents that they seized when they the FBI took out his houses and stuff like that. And I saw another report that. There, some of these assholes are shaking in their boots because Epstein kept a diary.
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
Did he really?
Well, I saw a story. When you've got time.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm offering this analysis based on movies and television shows I've seen. It would seem to me that a guy like Epstein wouldn't want to keep a diary because he would have to come. Compartmentalize like raping children, right? And so why would you want to journal and reflect on what you did in the previous day if it was like pull a kid out of a container and throw him in the basement?
Jeffrey Epstein kept meticulously detailed diaries of his friendships, which could come back to haunt his powerful pals.
Jeez.
Reports are claiming. The billionaire pedo, this is, I'm reading from The Sun.
Hello!
Rupert Murdoch's.
The rag. Billionaire pedo.
The billionaire pedo.
Right.
Who died from an apparent suicide on Saturday was once friends with Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump.
Prince Andrew. Is Prince Andrew?
Prince Andrew's on the list.
Did Prince Andrew show up to a party dressed as a Nazi?
No, that's his nephew.
Gosh, guys. Get it together.
He is understood to have kept a secret diary detailing his friendships with the rich and famous as an insurance policy.
Oh, shit.
So that's why he did it.
Oh,
these
that makes sense.
Garbage people.
Right. Well, I mean, the evidence that Epstein left behind, whatever they found in his safe, I mean, I guess it means less if he's dead, right? Because you can't get him on the stand to talk about it. Or you can't, you know.
Right. But if he kept a detailed diary,
right? God, what a creep!
It says the Queen made a show of support for Prince Andrew yesterday as his pedophile pal's secrets threatened to haunt him from beyond the grave.
What do you think's in that diary, man?
The royals went to church after it emerged Jeffrey Epstein, who killed himself in jail. Kept a meticulously detailed diary of his friendships with the rich and famous.
It's Jeffrey Epstein, like, on May 5th, 1997, I walked along the beaches of my child fuck island with a guy named Bill Clinton, and we got drunk and had a great time, and then we raped some kids.
Sources revealed Epstein kept a diary detailing his friendships with powerful associates,
God,
including Prince Andrew and socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. She's allegedly one of these ones who helped procure girls.
Right.
He kept it as an insurance policy. His diary will be a source of great anxiety to her and other senior royals.
Great anxiety. No shit. Today, Prince Andrew took a helicopter to Fuck Island. And he stayed, you know, he stayed for a whole week just fucking.
The existence emerged as lawyers for the victims looked to obtain a statement from the prince as part of ongoing investigations by various U.S. law enforcement authorities. Despite Epstein's death, Government prosecutors are vowing to continue their inquiries, indicating they will pursue all those involved in the billionaire's offending.
Jesus. How are all these people friends with a guy that's a human trafficker? I mean, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't want to judge how anybody picks their friends, but, you know, the guy's a child rapist.
The 66-year-old disgraced financier allegedly hanged himself in his jail cell.
Okay. Wow.
Following the billionaire's death, it was claimed some of his associates were breathing a huge sigh of relief.
Come on, Trump had him killed, right? Don't you think? Why not?
Now, as questions are being asked about whether the 66-year-old took his own life or was killed to silence him, the pervert secrets are set to spark panic among his powerful circle of friends, including Donald Trump and Bill Clinton.
I mean, you think about it. This guy could implicate lots of rich and famous people in some bad shit. It's not crazy that he would end up dead in his jail cell, right?
No. One source said he kept a diary in meticulous detail in case he ever needed it.
That's not why you keep a diary.
One former congressman said there are a lot of people breathing a huge sigh of relief now that Jeff is dead, but they should hold their breath for a long time to come because of these diaries. It ain't over.
Listen, you don't keep a diary for protection. You keep a diary to write about your musings, shit you think about.
So not if you're worried that rich people are going to off you
calling
to keep
it
their secrets.
Yeah. Calling it a diary, though, is misleading. It should be like a log or something. A log of creeps
right, yes.
I hung out with that happened to rape kids just like
log.
Me. God.
A diddler database.
Oh, a diddler log. The diddle log.
The a lot of these papers, it says he was found hanged on Saturday just hours after the depths of his abuse were laid bare in previously unseen documents. The papers include depositions, police reports, photographs, and a memoir written by a woman who said she was a sex trafficking victim of the billionaire and his friends. They also reveal one of Epstein's former sex slaves accusing Prince Andrew of licking her toes when she was a teenager.
What?
As well as having sex.
Dude. Why? Okay. So he licked her toes.
So disgusting.
And he had sex with her when she was a minor. Right? Do you really need to include licking the toes? I mean, he raped her. So I don't know about, I don't know if licking the toes is neither here nor there, right? It's just weird.
The manuscript of Virginia Giuffre,
yes,
now 36 years old, details three alleged sexual encounters with Prince Andrew.
Jeez.
One of which is claimed to have taken place in London in 2001. Time the royal was pictured with the 17-year-old.
Wow.
With his arm around her waist. She's claimed in court she was lent out to Andrew. The God. Prince vehemently denies the claim.
Lent out? Like
it's like a library book.
Yeah, jeez. Did he use a Dewey Decimal System at Fuck Island?
A second girl testified she was groped by the Duke at Epstein's New York house.
Oh, shit.
2001. Both said they were lured into the billionaire's sordid world by Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Who is that Ghislaine Maxwell? Yeah, that's that. That socialite friend of his that helped procure women.
Ghislaine. Oh, Ghislaine? Like jizz?
Ghislaine.
Yeah. This is weird. That's all. Welcome to Ghislaine. I'm sorry.
So, there you go.
Wow. Well, congratulations, everybody.
Prince Andrew was like, fuck.
God, which one is he?
So it's Bill Richardson. Former governor of Arizona, apparently also on that list.
Bill Richardson.
Democrat. And some conservatives were trying to crow and do victory laps over the weekend on social media over Bill Richardson.
Jeez.
And it's like, well, here's, I tweeted out something like, well, here's the difference. Bill Richardson, if this is true, we'll want him held accountable and prosecuted.
Right.
You guys would make him, offer him a cabinet position.
Oh, yeah. You get him elected.
You're right. So there's a difference between right. the Democrats and the Republicans these days.
Yes.
One of the
well,
many.
Yeah, man. John Fugel saying, he tweeted something out similar to that. You know, if Bill Clinton had been is implicated in his Epstein stuff, then the Democrats will call for his head or whatever. And, you know, and if Trump's implicated, nobody will give a shit. You know, I don't know. I don't see the Republicans or the deplorables giving a shit about kids that were forced into being sex slaves or whatever the fuck went on. Don't we have kids in cages at the border? They don't give a fuck about kids.
Oh, yeah. They're probably send the young girls our way.
You know, I couldn't picture Prince Andrew, and I just looked him up. Man, I mean,
he's not the most famous one because
he's creepy.
He's kind of in the middle too. So he's like, you know, Prince Andrew's dog is higher in line of succession than this guy.
Right.
It's Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine.
Not Ghislaine.
Well, it's either Ghislaine or Ghislaine.
Can't we just have it Ghislaine? That's great.
Well, we can call it.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
It's probably Ghislaine.
Probably. That's a rough elementary school stretch. If the word jizz is in your name.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
Right.
And they finally get to that stage where they know that word.
Dude, kids can fucking code, man. They know jizz, please. All those kids know everything, whatever.
Do you want to hear a little bit more of Liz Crook?
Absolutely.
Just for laughs.
Sure.
If he is dead, the good guys, the white hats, they already got all the evidence they needed. They already got all the testimony that they needed to prosecute others. And if he is dead, I believe that he did go through a military tribunal and he was executed. I don't know this for sure. It's just a theory, and I'm not 100% sold on it, but I definitely think it's a possibility.
God.
However, I read another theory last night.
She does do that smacking.
God
thing.
Damn.
That I thought was very plausible as well.
Yeah.
And this theory is that he was murdered by the Clinton Mafia.
It
was staged to look like a suicide. And that the murder was allowed to happen by the white hats. So the theory is that the good guys knew that the Clinton Mafia would try to take Jeffrey Epstein out, because as we know, anyone that has dirt on the Clintons seems to die in a...
Oh,
it's just not true.
It's every
it's
email...
It's just not true.
Every chain email in the 90s was about Bill and Hillary killing people. Do you remember those?
Anyone that has dirt on the Clintons seems to die in a fatal accident or in a suicide. This has been going on since Bill and Hillary Clinton were... you know, governor and first lady of Arkansas. So that goes way back to...
And she's effervescent, isn't she? I mean, she's just quite a broadcaster.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to argue with Liz Crokin. Neither one of them are in jail. Neither one are in jail.
And that's because of the deep state and the FBI.
Right,
that's why the military tribunals, because the courts can't be trusted.
What else is she into? Like anti-vaxxing?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. Dirt on the Clintons seems to die in a fatal accident or
accident.
In a suicide. This has been going on since Bill and Hillary Clinton were, you know, governor and first lady of Arkansas. So that goes way back to, I believe, the late 80s.
Where is she recording her fucking show at? This sounds like shit.
She looks like she's just in a room somewhere.
I mean, I can hear all kinds of fucking noises. I can hear popping.
She looks like she's on her laptop or something recording this.
Is she on the microphone of like an iPhone or a computer?
No, I don't see a microphone. So she might be using her PC microphone.
Liz, if you're going to make people listen to your fucking bullshit, get a fucking microphone. Get a microphone.
Before Bill became president. People around the Clintons that have information on the crimes that they've committed have been dropping like flies literally for the past 3 decades.
Why did she say
and Clinton? There's a lot of people on.
What?
She says Clintons. Clintons, not Clintons.
Clintons.
It's not the Clintons.
On that list that have died, I mean, I can't tell you how many people reach out to me and tell me that they've had a family member or a friend that had dirt on the Clintons. Or they got,
are you
kidding
me?
Apparently hundreds of people don't go anywhere else, but Jesus, they go to Liz Crokin.
Fucking Christ.
And they tell Liz Crokin, I knew somebody that had dirt on the Clintons, and they got it.
Yes. Would you say she suffers from Hillary derangement syndrome?
Oh, bad shit.
God.
Involved the Clintons, and they found out they were involved in some kind of crime or corruption scheme, and they were knocked off. You know, they died of a heart attack or a suicide, or they died in a plane crash. I mean, it's just crazy.
Gosh, all these people in their 50s and 60s and 70s that are mysteriously dying.
Oh, yeah, that's weird, right? God.
These people will take down an entire plane filled with hundreds of people to get one target. They have no problem killing hundreds and or thousands of people.
She's stealing this bullshit from Narcos.
Well,
the television show.
Also.
Right? Pablo Escobar blew up a whole fucking plane, according to that television show, to get rid of one fucking guy.
Right. But citations that Hillary did it.
I don't know.
They have no problem killing hundreds and or thousands of people to take out one target. Think about that.
Well, I want to.
Okay, so the
Tell
theory
me what
is,
to think
is that
about, though.
The White Hats allowed Jeffrey Epstein to be a sitting duck and allowed...
Oh, so they got secret footage of Hillary dressed in black sneaking into the jail.
What is the white hat she's talking
to
about?
To hang Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hillary actually went in there herself?
Oh, apparently they might have... Right. This is a setup. It's a sting operation.
How did she get in there? Did she tunnel through?
Well, she and Barack Obama are crafty.
When she says white hat, she means like... What is that?
The Trump and the good guys who are slowly removing... the deep state and the pedophiles from our government.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to, this is so disturbing. I was talking to some redneck fucker over the weekend. I was at this dive bar and the Epstein shit came up and he's like, well, you know, in Europe, you can date people when they're 16. You just have to ask permission from their parents. And I was like, what is...
Okay.
What kind of argument is that? You're crazy. Is he trying to say that if Trump had sex with an underage girl, it's okay?
Hey,
because Europe?
Sure.
Wow. Jeez.
The theory is that the White Hats allowed Jeffrey Epstein to be a sitting duck and allowed the Clinton mafia to not come off in a sting operation so they could bust the Clintons, you know, in the act.
Yeah. She sounds
bust
like...
Bust the Clintons, you know, in the act.
She sounds like someone explaining bullshit because it's difficult.
Right. Well, this these are just speculation, Ryan.
Right. Oh, well, let's speculate.
But I heard this one, and it sounded like it plausible.
Yes.
That it's a sting operation. It's plausible. That it's just that the good guys allowed Jeffrey Epstein to be killed by the Clinton mafia. The Clinton mafia.
Oh, I see. To get Clinton. To catch Clinton
in the
act. To
catch them in the act.
Murdering.
Bill and Hillary and Obama slithering into the jail cell to hang Epstein.
Right. And I will say this. If the DOJ knew that Epstein would be such a high-profile target for Hillary and her minions, why leave him unprotected in that cell? Why is he not under guard?
They did it on purpose.
Someone has to protect him from Hillary Clinton.
It's a sting operation.
Yeah.
To bring down the Clinton mafia.
I mean, would you really bring down... In any scenario, when you're talking about Jeffrey Epstein, what information, I mean, for a guy that owned an island that he brought underage girls to for famous people to have sex with, isn't he the high man on the totem pole in that case. I mean, he's the target. He owned Fuck Island. He operated right. the whole like human trafficking network.
Right, but if there were dudes flying down to Fuck Island,
yes,
specifically to have sex with underage girls that they knew were underage, then
oh no, I know, but
that's an issue too.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's
especially
true.
If they're like on the Supreme Court,
right?
I'm not saying. Yes. I'm just. Well, why? I'm not would saying that... Ruth Bader Ginsburg ever went down there.
That would be shocking.
That would be shocking.
You know, like we have all these so many fucked up headlines that nothing really shocks anybody anymore. How many lies is the president at now? He's over 10,000 lies.
Oh, he's amped it up too. I saw a story today that for some reason he seems to have increased his volume.
But if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is named
be drinking more.
Yes, in this Epstein shit, then you have my attention. Well,
yeah. You get actually they I'm already have my attention.
Right, right.
We also have oh boy, Sebastian Gorka.
Oh yes.
Is in the news.
What's the little Nazi up to? Chilling.
He was on the Sinclair News Salem Radio Network host Sebastian Gorka.
Now, Sinclair, they're the people that put out those terrorism alerts at on the local news, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's evil.
With Boris Epstein.
Yeah.
The cartoonishly pro-Russia, pro-Trump,
right?
Toady, and they have those must runs that the local affiliates have to air of Boris Epstein putting out pro-Trump lies and propaganda. Right.
You know what's crazy? The terrorism desk or whatever the fuck they call that segment. I was going to say, you know, if there's a terrorism story in your local news, it's, you know, everybody's talking about, they'll probably cover it.
And it's probably right? a white guy.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Sebastian Gorka referenced the ahistorical claim. Look at how nice they're being.
The ahistorical claim. It's not historical. It's a lie.
Yes.
God, just say he fucking lied.
Referenced the ahistorical claim that Adolf Hitler used gun regulations to carry out the Holocaust.
Well, people say that all the time. Surely it's true.
Gorka, 2 years ago, a Sinclair contributor, former White House aide,
yes,
wore a medal, or wears a medal, referencing, we don't have the name of it here.
Yes.
I thought they had the name of that weird group that he wears the pin from. But
the Hungarian thing that
The Vitenzi. Vitenzi Rend.
What?
Is a Nazi-aligned Hungarian group.
Boy, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? It's Nazi shit.
Yes.
It's clearly Nazi shit. And he wore a medal representing that group? Or a...
Yes.
A pin or something?
The Order of Vitez is a Hungarian Order of Merit founded in 1920. It was awarded as a state honor from 1920 to 1944.
Holy shit. And he wore that to the fucking inauguration.
During World War II, many members of the Hungarian government and military were members of the order. As such, members were involved in both contributing to the Holocaust as well as leading efforts against it.
I'm going to wear my medal for being a Nazi to the inauguration. He wore that to the inaugural, right, Gorka?
Sebastian Gorka.
The pajama
boys. We are leaving the time of the pajama boys. It's over. And the alpha males are taking over.
Do you think his wife was in the car with him on the way to this inauguration? Like, please take that fucking Nazi pin off. People are going to say something about it. He's like, no, I am proud of it. I love my pin.
The mayor of Dayton, Ohio poses a good question. Why do citizens need a firearm like the one used by the...
Oh, I forgot. How sad. Yes. Eric Bolling is now over at Sinclair.
Damn.
Wasn't Eric Bolling the one that allegedly sent dick pics to... women over at Fox
And
was unceremoniously went on vacation.
Is Eric Bolling the guy that said, no, I'm getting him mixed up with Keith Ablo, who said that Mike did kiss a pussy for not letting his kid play football?
No, that was, I think that was Eric Bolling.
Oh, that was Eric Bolling.
I think.
God, you know, I get my white guy assholes mixed up. You know why? Because there's so many. And they seem to all be on Fox News. And surely Republican.
Was that Eric Bolling? Or was that one of the other ones?
I feel like that was Keith Ablo. No. Keith Ablo said soccer was for pussies.
Soccer is right. For weenies, and nobody watches it. Nobody cares. Remember, he was
right.
He was on Outnumbered.
Yeah.
He was the penis in the middle.
Ooh, yes. Nobody cares about soccer. Go to Europe, motherfucker. They love it. Just because you love it doesn't mean other people can't love it, stupid. God.
The Sigorka is in this group.
Yes.
That Bowling is hosting.
What do you mean, like a panel or
panel,
something?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that sounds like fun.
About mass shootings in America.
Oh, God.
And this is, again, on Sinclair.
Right. What's it like in the green room with Gorka?
I don't know. I asked for mineral water.
That wasn't
true. It never was. It was the last guarantee of our freedom against an oppressive state. There's a reason that in Venezuela, 5 years ago, they took away private gun ownership. There's a reason that Stalin did it. There's a reason that Hitler did it. This isn't a theory. It's history.
That's not history.
And it's just, it's not logical. And also, it's not a theory that 40,000 people a year in this country die from gun violence. So...
And if people don't understand that the Second Amendment was written by our founding fathers that in a way that has nothing to do with whitetails, then you have no idea of how America was created.
The founding fathers were fucking slave owners.
In 2015, following a resurgence of claims linking the Holocaust to current debates about gun regulations.
Right.
ADL director Jonathan Greenblatt wrote, "The ADL has responded to this talking point countless times."
Yes.
Since 2013, when there were a slew of Holocaust and Nazi analogies as part of the gun debate, he then made several points debunking the claim, including, quote, "It is mind-bending to suggest that personal firearms in the hand of the small number of Germany's Jews could have stopped the totalitarian onslaught of Nazi Germany when the armies of Poland, France, Belgium, and numerous other countries were overwhelmed."
It's very weird that the right uses Nazis to defend the Second Amendment, but then progressives use Nazi, you know, to warn against Trump. It's odd.
Now, the gun laws were unfairly applied to go after Jews.
Okay. But everything was.
Right. The laws did prohibit Jews and other persecuted classes from being able to obtain guns. But this is not an indictment of gun control. Does the fact that Nazis forced Jews into horrendous ghettos indict urban planning?
Yes.
Should we eliminate all police officers because Nazis used police officers to oppress and kill Jews?
Yes.
What about public works? Hitler loved public works projects.
Well, wait. Now, to get rid of our cops, I mean, if we could use the Nazi thing, I'm for that. That's a good argument.
Well, we need to get rid of our system and fix it. Get rid of it. Need to have cops.
Why?
On some level.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, for what? To guard against civil unrest?
Well, no. To track down real crime.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Not pulling people over for busted taillights and then rifling through their car and finding meth.
The problem is
pretending to find men.
Yeah, we just need to be able to find a group of people that you can arm that can be in charge of everyone else that aren't more corrupt than the criminals. That's the challenge.
We've got a crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
This is, we talked last week about the new reports of the uncovering of rampant sexual abuse within the Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, God.
And the covering up of diddlers for decades.
Right.
Numbers like nobody's ever seen.
Did Trump say that about the Scouts?
No. Well, here ringing in.
Yes.
About this event.
Yes.
We haven't heard from this guy in a couple of minutes. Name this voice.
Here's a story about the Boy Scouts.
Oh, my God. Brian.
Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher, man.
The American Family Association used to be their spokesperson until he got a little too anti-Semitic.
Brian, how are you? What's going on, dude? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, here he is ringing in on what's going on with the Boy Scouts of America.
Okay.
Listen, everybody.
Here's a story about the Boy Scouts. You know, this would take more time than we have today, but this scandal in the Boy Scouts of America, it's a homosexual pedophile scandal. What people don't want to accept, what the public does not want to accept, what the media does not want to accept.
Oh, my God.
Here comes some music.
Is he getting out of a segment or
something? Yeah, he's going to commercial.
Hey. Public does not want to accept what the media...
Well, where's that? Was that music written originally for his fucking show?
I don't know.
Did he do it?
The public does not want to accept what the media does not want to accept.
Yeah, no, he's playing guitar at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Woody Guthrie.
Is that he's there is a profound connection between pedophilia, between homosexuality and pedophilia. And you see that in spades.
There's no link between homosexuality and pedophilia. 0.0 evidence that there are any higher incidents of pedophilia among gay people than there are among straight people.
But when you're talking about pedophilia running rampant in quote-unquote spades in our country, it's very serious. Do you need accompaniment acoustic guitar behind you? I don't know. That's the weirdest fucking thing to think.
If you're producing this, you might want to wait.
Or maybe
a bit.
What is an appropriate instrument when you're talking about pedophiles for music?
Right, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Skin flute.
Music to diddle by.
Between pedophilia, between homosexuality and pedophilia. And you see that in spades in the Boy Scouts of America. They are now in the business of trying to cover up a, quote, pedophilia epidemic within their organization. This is...
God. What the fuck? Is there a pan flute that's going to show up in this?
Oh, yeah, Zamfir is...
Did he pay a composer to write, I don't know...
I mean, I would bet some...
Segment music?
They probably... Jesus wielder was like, oh, well... I'll record some music for you.
Is it? Yeah, maybe it's that or public domain or something.
Epidemic within their organization. This is the same thing as a homosexual epidemic because homosexuals are the ones that are responsible for the bulk of pedophilia.
Okay.
Not true.
But that.
Patently not true.
Right. Absolutely. That's bullshit. But let's put this aside for a second. He's calling homosexuality an epidemic?
Yeah.
Do you catch it?
Well, they think so, yeah. And that's why they don't want the children seeing it, because they're going to catch the gay.
Oh, my God.
They're responsible for the bulk of pedophilia. Males, adult males, abusing boys. Because it's an adult male abusing a young male. It's by definition homosexuality. Male-on-male sexuality. But this firm that's going after, the Boy Scouts have identified 350 previously unknown scoutmasters and volunteers who preyed on boys whose names were not previously known to law enforcement.
You almost hit the post.
Almost tied it up perfectly at the end. Why'd you have to go long, Brian? It was almost a perfect moment. I never knew what the appropriate music would be, score pedophiles, but now I know. Sounds like John Denver.
Well, yeah, it's amazing.
Jeez. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a Levitra commercial or something.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's pharmaceutical. but he's talking about a pedophile ring or something.
So there you go.
God, he's bizarre. He's fucking bizarre because Most normal people, if you say we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein, all of a sudden I you start playing like, I don't know, you put on a track of acoustic music like that. I feel like I'm going to notice and then have something to say about it.
Yeah.
He just thinks this is how the world sounds to everybody else or something.
It's the weird homosexual agenda, you know.
Acoustic guitars.
It is. You gotta watch out for them.
Watch out for some shitty, real folksy music. Damn. What?
Hey, everybody. Jesus. We just want to talk to you today about child molestation.
Yes, and the Jews.
The Jews.
They're taking over Hollywood.
You know, it's the homosexuals. God.
Why? Damn, Brian Fisher, somebody learned the guitar so they could end up one day writing music for you to play during your shitty show. God, that's strange. It's a lot of work to play the guitar. You play the guitar, right?
A little.
I play it. I try. I try, man. It is a hard thing to do. And to think that the pinnacle of my career is going to be underscoring some weird shit.
Brian Fisher.
On the Brian Fisher show, talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
Obviously, it's a homosexual problem, yeah. Not a Christian problem.
Oh, yes. Bring obviously in the synthesizer.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yay. We're about the top of the hour here.
That's right, Pat.
We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, yes. Spotify, your favorite applications.
Ooh, wee wee.
Et cetera, et cetera.
What about a didgeridoo? They never think about that? Jeffrey Epstein escaped to Fuck Island. Oh, it was the Boy Scouts. You're talking about Boy Scouts, not Epstein. God, we have so many child rape stories all the time. Our society is fucking gross. God.
We do have other news.
Yes.
Out there. This is out of Iowa.
Oh, okay. Steve King State.
The chant, 2 cents, 2 cents, 2 cents.
Yes.
Started in the back of the crowd that packed sidewalks at the Iowa State Fair.
Right.
Elizabeth Warren basking in the spontaneous adulation of her proposed wealth tax, 2 cents of every dollar over 50 million.
That's not enough. When you put it like that, that is not fucking enough. Why do we only get 2 cents of every dollar? Why not 10 cents?
Prompted roars with her call for the ultra wealthy to pitch in 2 cents so everybody gets a chance to make it.
Pitch in? Why can't we just go get... Why can't we go to their house and get the two pennies? Why do we have to have legislation? What we do is everybody take it upon themselves to visit five wealthy one percenters on your own time and get the two pennies from each of them and bring it back to the, you know, proposed meeting spot where the barricades will be.
Joe Biden's still ahead, though. In Iowa, but Elizabeth Warren in the second place and closing fast.
Hell yeah, baby. Has she thanked any segregationists or anything like that?
Well, no, and that's the thing is a lot of Biden's support is black people.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't resonate yet with the black people.
You know what I think is that everybody should just want Trump to lose. That's kind of where we are. But if you're a person of color, I don't know why anybody would want Trump reelected. But I get why people might be voting for Biden if he's you know, being touted as a safe bet. I get it.
A Monmouth University poll of likely Democratic Iowa caucus goers. So this is very narrow group. People that actually show up for those ridiculous caucuses are really into politics.
But have you lived in Iowa? I mean, I haven't.
No, next to it.
But what do you do there? I mean, don't you go to this? I mean, what the fuck? fuck?
I mean, they have television and stuff.
There's nothing to do. And they have alcohol and bars and shit
titty
like
bars,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Fargo. People are so bored.
A new Monmouth University poll of Democratic likely caucus goers finds that Biden leads the field 28%. Senator Elizabeth Warren is in second at 19.
Right.
Kamala Harris is in third. And Bernie, way down, 9% only, fourth place.
Damn. By the way, Fargo is not in Iowa.
Did I say Fargo?
I did. I said, have you been to Fargo? It doesn't make any sense. Why? Fuck off. Why would it matter? It's not in Iowa.
So Joe Biden, the front runner there, but not by double digits anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's running a great campaign, isn't he?
You know, it's going okay.
He says some weird shit in front of the cameras, and when he's off stage, he's, you know, groping somebody. Not groping, just like hugging.
They should just put him away somewhere. No. And say, you don't even have to, with the name recognition.
Yes.
And coasting on Obama's wake.
Yeah.
Then you shut up.
I would, if I was his campaign manager, I would say, we're going to put you in a medically induced coma until November. And then you're going to be president. You'll thank me.
So there you go.
Cool.
Joe Biden in the lead still.
Why do people from Iowa get to decide? You know, why do we have this Iowa primary? We have this discussion every fucking time it rolls around. It's crazy. They wanted Pat Buchanan to be fucking president.
Well, right. Sarah Palin to be vice president.
Did they? Oh, they supported her?
Well, I don't. I would assume.
McCain won Iowa?
I would assume.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, maybe Obama won Iowa.
Well, wait. McCain was running against other Republicans in the primary.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That early.
They like Sarah Palin.
Don't you know? Maybe Rick Perry.
Right. Is he alive?
Rick Perry, sure.
I mean,
he's the energy secretary.
I want to say that it really speaks to his cabinet, how loony Trump's cabinet people are, that there's not one fucking story about Rick Perry. And if we go into past episodes of Crab Diving available on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, crabdiving.com, you will hear us, at least me, saying that Rick Perry will be the worst cabinet pick for this country. He will do the most damage because, you know, he's in charge of the nuclear weapons. And so far, I'm wrong. I haven't seen one fucking story about this guy.
Yeah, we don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's probably just keeping his mouth shut and trying not to be fly on private jets and shit and not order a secret cone of silence.
God.
Bulletproof desk.
Who was the first person in Trump's cabal to get Tom Price?
Well, Flynn.
With private jets?
Oh, no. I'm just saying the first scandal was Michael Flynn, the DNI. But I think it was Price.
Right. I imagine after that happened, do you think a lot of people were like, oh, fuck, man. They're getting mad at he's in trouble for taking a private jet flight?
Yeah, Scott Pruitt's sending his aides around town to pick up his favorite lotion.
I've been working from Fuck Island on Epstein's place, you know, for Trump remotely.
There's a story out of the Bloomberg News.
Yay.
This one is great.
Fuck you.
The Walton family.
Oh, the Waltons.
Of Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yes.
You may have heard of them.
Oh,
they
yes.
own Walmart.
Well, everyone buys, like, people on this planet have shit, right? In this country, we all have our own shit. And Walmart sells us most of our own shit. Yeah.
Just want to remind everyone that Sam Walton is dead, dead, dead.
Okay.
The man that built the empire.
Right.
And we're now talking about children, older children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
Of him.
They just happened to come out of his genitals.
No, Ryan, they're perfectly entitled to that hard-earned money. The Walton family now earns $100 million.
Oh, my God.
Per day.
But they have to split that up among the brothers and sisters. In the,
$4 million,
you know,
per hour. $70,000 every minute.
Why does Elizabeth Warren only want 2 cents from every dollar past $50 million? That actually pisses me off now.
Walmart is the world's largest company by revenue. It's also the largest employer in the United States with 1.5 million workers. That's a crime because Walmart has done more to destroy local economies than any other business in the history of our country.
It doesn't make any sense, though. If they're making so much money, then you would think that wherever there's a Walmart, the economy's thriving.
And recently, you know. Well, but recently, though, they raised their base pay to $11 an hour, Ryan.
They're making that family just, I don't know what the Waltons do, what the kids do to, do they go into work at Walmart's headquarters?
I
they
mean, some of them probably
check into
pretend.
A cube?
Some of them probably have an office and they go have a putter inside with a putting green and,
you know,
big screen TV.
You go to a Walmart, just kind of halfway pay attention to the workers there. Those fuckers are working hard. They're always in a hurry.
And for shit. And they're treated like cock.
Like cock.
28 hours a week or something like that.
Yeah.
Just so they don't have to qualify for overtime and full time and benefits and all that shit.
God forbid you want to organize. Fuck that.
So since we've been talking, they've made $140,000.
That's insane. That's insane. Why?
Meanwhile, in the same amount of time, a Walmart associate would have made about 6 cents in that time on the way to the $11 hour minimum.
6 cents. Guy, fuck this. Boy, that's crazy.
In this era of extreme wealth and brutal inequality, this is from Bloomberg.
Yes.
The contrast is jarring. The heirs of Sam Walton, the heirs of Sam Walton.
Who gives a fuck about a shitty fucking kid?
Walmart's notoriously frugal founder are amassing wealth on a near unprecedented scale.
Well, what about all the homeless people?
The Walton fortune has swelled by $39 billion to $191 billion since topping the June 2018 ranking of the world's richest families.
How many fuckheads are in that family?
I don't know how many they count.
Because if you see the list of the richest people on the planet. There's always a bunch of them are in the top 10 or whatever.
Other American dynasties are close behind.
Yes.
The Mars family of candy fame.
The Mars bar?
Added $37 billion, bringing their fortune to $127 billion. The Cokes?
A billion? Wait. $127 billion. Those dick bags that made the candy bar.
The great-grandchildren of the people that made the candy bar.
Does anyone listening know what a fucking Mars bar is? Do you know what that is? Nobody.
They own all kinds of.
I just haven't seen
it's
a
not
fucking
just
Mars
the Mars bar.
Bar.
They own. They make a ton of
$1 billion off fucking candy.
The Koch brothers or the Kochs.
Yes.
Added $26 billion to their pile of money. $125 billion they're worth. It says so. It goes around the globe. America's richest 0.1%. Not 1%.
One tenth of 1%
control more wealth than at any time since 1929. And we remember what happened in 1929.
Yes.
Worldwide, the 25 richest families now control about $1.4 trillion
in
wealth.
25?
25 richest families.
Well, wait. How many people are on the planet?
Control 1.4 trillion.
Oh, my God.
6 billion.
25, okay. Can we take their shit? Can't we just take their fucking shit? It's insane.
The Saudi royal family is worth $100 billion.
Wow. Jeez.
They think.
You know what's sad is like...
They think that's a lowball figure, though.
Yeah.
because Saudi oil giant Aramco is the world's most profitable company, but the kingdom owns it.
The kingdom of Saudi Arabia owns it. Okay.
And they're hoping to take it public at a $2 trillion valuation.
Take it public on what? Our stock exchange?
On a stock exchange somewhere, yeah.
Jeez. Didn't they do 9/11?
The terrorists that flew the planes into the buildings were from Saudi Arabia, so yes.
We're going to let a business go public owned by the Saudi king.
Of those we can track, most are reaping the rewards of ultra-low interest rates, tax cuts, deregulation.
Dude, there's homeless people everywhere. There are people struggling. Hey, God damn.
In all told, the world's 25 richest families gained $250 billion more wealth as compared to last year.
$250 billion. And hey, Nancy and all the fucking Democrats who made the deal that the minimum wage will be increased, guys, to what, $15 an hour over the course of five fucking years. And that story you just told me, Jesus, how long did it take the Waltons to make $100,000 by the time I just said this bullshit?
Yeah. 70,000 per minute.
70,000 per minute. And the poor people in this country had to wait five fucking years to get the full increase of the minimum fucking wage. That really should be like around 30, right?
1945, Sam Walton bought his first store. In 1992, he died. His eldest son, Rob, became chairman.
Oh, fuck
because,
him.
You know, immensely qualified.
What?
2016, Stuart Walton replaces his father, Jim, on the board of Walmart. So now we're at grandchildren.
Why is our society so fucked up? Like, you can say, like, okay, let that guy inherit some money. Let him be okay. But we're talking about video game bullshit. They're just amassing. They're not going to spend this shit.
Yeah, that's why that death tax is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They should tax the fuck out of big estates like that when somebody dies. You did not earn that money, boo-boo. I don't care if your dad did.
You know, we all have to think about this differently. I see people interact with homeless guys all the time. And yeah, the homeless person will ask someone for money and you'll be shitty to them. Go get a job. This Walmart guy doesn't have a fucking job. Well, I guess he does. I mean, right? I mean, he's a chairman of some fucking whatever. What does he do?
1883, Frank Mars was born. He contracted polio as a young boy, unable to walk to school. Ended up starting Mars Chocolate. Yeah. Learned to hand dip chocolates as a boy. The business he went on to establish is now best known for M&M's, Milky Way, and Mars bars.
Oh, I love M&M's.
Though
Jesus.
Pet care products now make up about half of the company's more than $35 billion in revenue.
What a gross combination. I mean, you know, cat fur and like candy bars.
The closely held business is owned by members of the Mars family. It's not even a public business.
Yeah, yeah. How are you allowed to hold on to the same fucking pile of money
five
for
generations?
A
five generations.
It's a lifetime.
Now.
How long? How many years is five generations? What is that? Like a century or
1883? Frank Mars was born.
God.
1963, they opened the son opened a chocolate factory in the Netherlands.
Yes.
We're five generations
in. You know what's crazy? And you think about these Democrats, I guess they had dropped out, the ones running for president that were centrists, you know, that don't want universal health care. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't want change. And this is what we're dealing with. That's crazy.
Hermes bags, you know, the purses,
fucking purse?
The fancy purses.
I've never seen one. I don't know. I don't know.
The 1837, Terry Hermes started to make riding gear for noblemen.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. What a crazy riding gear for noblemen. Hissin
moved the business to Paris. In 1902, grandsons Emile Hermes and Adolphe Hermes became joint presidents of the company in 1902. These are the grandsons of the people of the dude that started.
It was the Hermes started 1837.
He started making riding gear for noblemen.
What did that include? A whip to hit black people with?
So now there was a son-in-law.
Yeah.
Who took it over. And then the son-in-laws, that their kids.
God.
Were six generations in to the Hermes fortune of $53 billion.
So what's the solution to this? It's taxing the living fuck out of them, yes. Right? Why don't we want to do that? Why don't we do that? Is it because of the Robin Leach thing? We all think that Americans think they're going to end up like the Waltons.
The Cargills.
That's hilarious. Yes.
Members of the family are majority owners of Cargill Inc., the largest closely held company in the United States.
Okay.
It was founded by William W. Cargill, who started the commodities business with one grain storage house in Conover, Iowa, in 1865.
Wow.
His descendants maintain control of the food, agriculture, and industrial giant empire.
His descendants. God. And that money that they have, is it going back? This is a fucked up thing. Sam Walton's money, he's dead. But that money doesn't ever go back into the economy, right? Not most of it. It goes to some weird account.
Well, a lot of it is sitting offshore banks, yeah.
Well, why do we allow that? If you're gonna be this rich monopoly,
well, right. I mean, that's we shouldn't.
Why?
They used to tax these people at 90% back in the '50s.
God, the reason poverty in this country exists. The reason people live in a tent under the overpass in fucking Los Angeles is because our society is afraid of old rich white men. Feeble. Old rich white men. We can take their shit.
I think that's what it's just gonna have. The tax rates are just gonna have to go up.
Sorry, dickheads. People. Sorry, dickheads. I'm sorry.
And corporations, pay your fucking taxes.
You can't have all the money your great grandpappy fuck had in the 1800s. You had nothing to do with it, dickhead.
So during our show, the Walton family will make $8 million.
God,
our 2-hour show.
God, how fucking
I think they'll be okay.
God, how old is Walmart? How long has it been
50s?
Around? 50s. I mean, Hermes. Should they pay reparations or something? They made money when people were. Are they American? What was their
French?
Made? French, okay. Hermes bags? Yeah. Purses?
Yeah.
To me, it's great. Like, I understand that on this planet, we have purses that can cost as much as $300 or $400,
but
right?
The deal is that they start gobbling up other companies, and then they gobble up another company, and they gobble, like, Walmart took over the whole distribution chain, and that's why they are who they are.
And before they did that, they were poor and destitute, right?
Well, no.
Why did
Sam Walton worked his ass off. Bought a store and then bought another store and bought another one and bought another one. Eventually they figured out a way to get so big that they could destroy everyone else. And that's what happened. How many ghost town, downtown, small towns are there out there that used to have thriving family businesses, little niche businesses, your dress store,
right.
A toy store, a candy store, menswear.
There are no candy
hardware stores, all of that. Gone, gone, gone. And now it's a department at fucking Walmart.
Yeah, and there's one place to buy everything, and there's one place to fucking work.
Right.
It's bananas.
And destroying family-supporting businesses that also hired local employees very often. And now they're like, hey, you can go make $11 an hour over at Walmart.
God. You know, I think it connects Pensacola to Gulf Breeze, this is where the crabs live. There's that bridge, a toll bridge, is $3 to go across, or $3.75 or something. And you know where that fucking bridge dumps out at? If you come from Pensacola over to follow the bridge, it dumps out right in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, gross.
Doesn't that seem... Why is that fair? Why should people be paying a toll so it's easier for consumers to get to fucking Walmart? Why don't we make... Why don't we make Walmart pay the toll bridge or something? Why am I paying $3.75 to go across a fucking bridge? Jesus Christ, you just made $100,000 in 5 seconds.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Yeah, God, that is the most... That's infuriating.
Yeah, I know. It's insane numbers.
It's insanity.
And the, you know, but those grandchildren deserve it. Look at the Trump kids. Look at Trump himself. Trump himself is the poster child. His dad worked, worked and created a big evil empire of slumlords and racial discrimination.
Yes.
But his dad did that.
His dad did all that crime.
And then handed it over to Trump, who has failed upwards since then because there was enough money to hire enough nasty lawyers to keep them litigated and afloat for all these years.
What was Daddy Trump's name? Fred?
Fred?
Do you think Fred Trump, he's fucking dead as shit, right? Of course. Do you think dead as shit Fred Trump would be shocked? Do you think he's looking down from heaven shocked that his fucking shitbag rapist child is our president?
Well, several things wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Speculation.
Yeah, yeah.
That there is a heaven.
Right.
That Fred Trump would be in heaven.
Right.
Lot of ifs there.
He bought his way in, dude.
Well,
the
Russians. If it works like our system works.
By the way, people saying that the Clinton mafia went in and killed Epstein. Why not the Trump mafia? He actually works with the Russian mafia, right?
Well, you're right.
Why is the Clinton mafia then?
Because there's more bodies, I guess.
Oh, okay, sure.
We've got it says Jeffrey Epstein's former cellmate is facing the death penalty on drug and murder charges.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Hmm.
That's crazy. What did they talk about when they were hanging out? What'd you do? I raped a bunch of kids. What'd you do? I killed somebody.
A hulking ex-cop facing the death penalty on federal murder and drug charges was reportedly Epstein's cellmate at Manhattan's Metropolitan Correctional Center.
Jeez.
And an official says Epstein might have feared the former police officer.
Right.
Who was questioned after the disgraced financier's apparent suicide attempt last month.
Yeah.
And who was transferred out of Epstein's cell shortly before the 66-year-old died on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
So the Clinton mafia obviously paid off this hulking, murderous ex-cop who's on death row to fuck up Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Nicholas Tartaglione.
Okay.
Who'd been a Briarcliff Manor cop in Westchester County was charged in 2016 with the deaths of four men stemming from an alleged cocaine drug conspiracy.
Yes.
Epstein was housed at the federal lockup with the 51-year-old former cop.
Okay.
Tartaglione was transferred out of Epstein's cell.
Daglione.
In the facility's special housing unit.
Yes.
A heavily secured part that separates high-profile inmates from Gen Pop.
Right.
After Epstein was placed on suicide watch, Tartaglione's attorney said, that's what happened after he was placed on suicide watch.
So
it's not clear why he was transferred.
Right. If you're on suicide watch, why do you get rid of the guy's cellmate?
The most recent inmate assigned to Epstein's cell was transferred out on Friday, just hours before his death.
Oh, weird.
Hmm.
That's suspicious, right?
A little more than 2 weeks before his death, Epstein was placed on suicide watch.
Yeah.
Required to have daily psychiatric evaluations after being discovered in his cell semi-conscious with bruising on his neck.
Jeez. So, I'm sorry. I don't mean to jump around here, but Prince Andrew supposedly hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. and fooled around.
Did there's pictures
with these minors, right? And there's a picture of him with a 17-year-old girl.
Well, there's a picture. He could just say it was at an event or something, and just was taking a picture. But yeah,
these guys are so arrogant, dude.
Though a suicide attempt was suspected of causing Epstein's injuries,
yes,
sources at the time hadn't ruled out an assault. And this Tartaglione guy was questioned.
Yes.
He said, I didn't see nothing. I didn't touch him.
Right. Tartaglione?
Yeah.
Tartaglione. Tartaglione did it. Come on.
Any suggestion, this is his lawyer, Tartaglione's lawyer. Any suggestion Mr. Tartaglione assaulted anyone is a complete fabrication. The story's being leaked to retaliate against Mr. Tartaglione for complaining to the court about the deplorable conditions.
Oh.
At the MCC.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Is Jeffrey Epstein, like, suicidal? I mean, was he, do you think?
Another source confirmed assertions about deplorable conditions.
Yes.
At the end of the day, this is the lawyer again. At the end of the day, the facility is run with a bad combination of laziness and cruelty, and this is one of the results.
Well, that's the Department of Justice, right?
The manner in which the facility is run and the conditions under which inmates are forced to live, he hopes there'll be an investigation. You've got a guy who's a millionaire who's now living among rats and mold and wants to go home. This is a disgusting place, and the people there, they treat you disgusting. Who wouldn't be suicidal in that kind of place?
Yeah.
You have a silver spoon in your mouth, and you're put into cesspool, like the
Wait.
Source said.
Did he get fucked up with a spoon? Is this a clue?
So,
God, who uses that expression anyway?
Tartaglione is awaiting trial after investigators say he was involved in the kidnapping and killing of four men.
Yay. Jeez. A cop? Guy, of course. Kidnapping, and he killed four people?
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, he's being put to death for it, right?
He's, yes.
Oh, okay, well.
Facing death row charges.
Sounds like he did it, I guess, you know.
So who knows?
Yeah.
More intrigue.
Right.
But again, it could have just been, you know, we're not going to kill him, but maybe, you know, get him some nice new sheets and
right.
Get his roommate out of there until we get him a new one, leave him alone for a little while.
But, I don't know. Who knows what this Jeffrey Epstein's thinking? I guess you could go back and forth on this. You know, he's never going to be out of jail again for the rest of his fucking life. He probably knew that.
Probably.
But a guy like Jeffrey Epstein kills himself? I mean, the arrogance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe Tartaglione sat on him, stabbed me to death with a silver spoon.
We also have, I think I have a Florida man story.
Hey, man!
Do I have a Florida man story?
Well, maybe, you know, maybe he did pull a Kinlay. I mean, where's the body? God, I sound like a lunatic.
Well, I mean,
QAnon freak.
I mean,
where's the fucking body?
You know, it's awfully.
See, a lot of fucking money.
And if he, you know, if he was smart and had diaries and stuff, he would probably also be smart and have contingency plans if anything happened to him.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, dude.
And you would think the powers that be would know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And would lean toward, we'll kill you off in prison, wink, wink. We'll get you a new identity. We'll get you some plastic surgery, and we'll send you off, and you can retire on a boat somewhere.
But if the person doing that is smart, they get him out of prison. They say he retired, and then they, you know, they off him, so they don't have to worry with him anymore.
Well, but this failsafe is still there. I mean,
what's that?
If anything happens to me, you know, here's a package. Mail it to the press or something, to telling people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would have done.
Yeah. Well, what? Let me.
I mean, I would.
Let me
run.
What you would have done?
You
would
child have, sex ring.
You wouldn't have bought an island.
Well, I might, but
you're not the Catholic Church.
I wouldn't stock it with nymphettes.
Yeah. Do you think the Pope ever called him up and said, hey, Jeff, not for nothing, but you're doing a good job. You got a whole fucking island over there. Jeez. We got to rape kids in the confessionals. Well, it sucks.
They were girls.
Oh, yeah, that's true. God, rapey, fucking gross, child abusing society we have.
I don't have.
Damn.
I don't know which one is the actual Florida man story, but I have another one. This is a Trump voter.
Yes.
And this is, this is so stereotypical. This is in Iowa, and I guess they had at some fair or some festival or something.
Right.
They have you get a corn, kernel of corn, and you drop it in the candidate of choice or something. It's in informal poll of people at this fair. And this is Von Hilliard, MSNBC dude, interviewing an old white guy.
Oh, perfect.
Who just dropped his kernel of corn. He just voted.
Yes.
And, I mean, you listen to this asshole.
Okay.
You put in your corn kernel?
Yes.
Who did you put it in for?
Yes. Huh? I'm white, old. They call me all kinds of names.
Oh, my God. You
snowflake.
Fucking victim.
Oh, gosh. I'm white. I'm old. They call me all kinds of names.
But dickhead, have you been listening to the Crab Diving Show on Spotify and iTunes?
I don't think Bob listens. His name's Bob.
They're using your racism and your stupid fascination with Jeebus.
He is totally...
Dude, fuck you in the face!
He is totally not a racist, Ryan. Just listen.
Okay.
They call me all kinds of names.
And so
who do you think I would vote for? Come on. You're smarter than that.
I'll let you fill in the blank.
I don't have to fill in the blank. Everybody knows. We're the bad people.
We're the bad people.
Well?
Well, but...
You are!
Not only are you a racist, but they're just assholes.
And you're admitting
these
it.
These Trump supporters... Look at this guy. The Von Hilliard says, hey, did you just vote? Did you just drop your corn kernel in there? Mind if I ask who you voted for? Right away. I'm white. I'm old. They say I'm a racist. Who do you think I voted for?
This is why these assholes are susceptible to like Hillary derangement syndrome. Any racism.
Oh, yeah. Victim.
Any racism bullshit under the sun. You can make this guy believe fucking anything because he's angry.
Everybody knows we're the bad people.
What do they call you?
I'm a racist. I went to school. I shared my dorm with a colored guy.
Oh, my God.
I shared my dorm with a colored guy.
No. Let's talk to the quote-unquote colored guy, and he would say, I shared my dorm with this insane racist. It was great.
Who called me colored?
This fucking snowflake. Is that part of the cross he has to bear as victimhood white man?
Yeah,
you fucking idiot.
His yellow polo shirt and his...
Meanwhile, these dickheads you vote for, you fuckface, they are the ones making sure Sam Walton can hold on to his money, so you're poor, you fuck!
Sam Walton's grandchildren.
His grandchildren!
Can hold on to their money.
Who the fuck are they?
I went to school. I shared my dorm with a colored guy. I have nothing against him. I grew up in the East. We grew up with people.
Do you think the president's a racist, though?
No, I don't. I really don't.
When you hear send them back, when you hear him talk about communities of color, do you see why people do call him a racist?
Yes and no, because some of those people he's talking about have said just as bad things about him that you can't say on TV.
There you
go. What? I'll say something. This guy is dumb as fuck. That's part of the issue.
He's
dumb as shit.
Because I shared my dorm with a colored guy.
Oh, your poor roommate.
He's from Iowa. I was out east for a while, where all those Negroes run rampant.
You know, this goes against the theme of the show, but fuck, Iowa. Iowa has a voice in the primaries. Why do we participate in this shit? That guy matters.
The caucuses,
it's true.
It's that guy matters. More of a dog and pony.
God, it's so stupid. We let the dumbest fucking people on this country pick our president. Oh, it's so dumb.
And again, on the outside chance, this guy's not a racist, although...
Man,
I'm willing to bet that
I shared my dorm room with a colored guy.
Racist light.
You don't know what it's like.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
He's the quintessential Trump supporter who's just a spectacular flaming asshole.
Did I show you the fucking shit an uncle of mine posted on Facebook did I not send it to you? Mm-mm. It's insane. Ilhan Omar arrested 23 times?
You did send that to
me. Mark?
Yeah.
What? Why aren't you sending memes about other representatives? Why Ilhan Omar?
Well, she's the Muslim.
Oh, that's right, Pat. Yes.
The black one that hates America.
Damn.
And hates the Jews that suddenly all these white people claim to love.
You know what's telling about Bob? Bob probably lives most of his life. Nobody puts a microphone in his face and asks his dumb ass his opinion about any fucking thing. Never. Probably it's the only time in his whole fucking life. Right? So he manages to work in the fact that he had to share a room with an African-American person way back in college. So does he never not think about that? Why is he bringing it up? It must be... Yeah. Is it a talking point of Bob when he has to prove he's not racist? I roomed with a black guy in college in 1961.
I'm totally tolerant.
Oh, and let me clap for you, Bob.
We shared a door.
Hi, Bob.
With a colored guy.
What does he expect when he tells that amazing, compelling story? Does he expect blowjobs to fall out of the sky? People jack him off?
I was out east for a while, you know, with people.
What does that mean?
It means he survived being in Blackland, and now he's blissfully in the middle of Iowa where there's not a black person to be seen for hundreds of miles.
Nancy Pelosi, impeach Donald Trump. You're worried about what this guy's going to say? Who gives a shit? He's dumb as fuck. I mean, really, why do we care about these idiot snowflakes? These gaslighters.
I don't know, you want some good news?
Yeah.
If you look at the current popularity polls and polls and everything.
God, I can't believe that shit you just played. I roomed with a black guy in college.
I know. Colored.
Colored. He said colored. Oh, my God.
Colored guy.
Where did you get this clip? Is this all
it's
over the place?
Around. Oh, yeah, God. Yeah.
Bob.
Iowa GOP voter says he's not racist for voting for Trump. I went to school, shared my dorm with a colored guy, it says.
No, he shared his dorm with you. And boy, somebody dig that guy up. Find out where he is and interview him. I want to know about that. Bob.
Asked who he voted for in the state fair's Cast Your Colonel poll.
Fucking Iowa.
He responded, they call me all kinds of names. Who do you think I would vote for? They call you all kinds
of names. They all say that. They're all fucking snowflakes.
I'm a racist. Well, are you?
Yeah.
Do you think Trump is a racist? No.
You know, Bob, Bob's an idiot. I don't give a fuck what his opinion is about Trump. Trump's a racist. Whatever Bob says about Trump will not change my mind. You know, I was out and about in Florida here, and I saw a dude at a bar with a pile of bumper stickers. Mm-mm. Do you know what they said? Stop liberal hate. I have to stop hating racist Bob? No. Fuck no. Fuck you. God.
We may have dropped out for a minute there, but I think we're back.
Ugh, Jesus.
We had I got a reestablishing connection error.
I got to tell you something. I got to reestablish my connection with whatever. That's insane. Bob.
A current map of the United States Electoral College.
Yes. Oh, God.
Is projecting that if the election were held today, Donald Trump would suffer a historic and humiliating defeat.
Who's saying this?
A group that broke down the latest state-by-state approval numbers.
Okay.
and polls,
right,
are estimating that Trump would receive a mere 119 electoral votes, whereas the Democratic opponent would receive 419.
You know, goddamn. I wonder how Bob feels about Obama. Is he a birther, do you think? You think he's that? I mean, because Trump's a birther, and Bob loves the shit out of Trump.
Bob from Iowa probably is a birther.
Can we not let those people fucking vote? What a flawed system.
Well, and his vote means more than, especially when we're living in California, our vote.
You know, it's crazy, dude. If you say to someone, we shouldn't let racist idiots vote and have a voice in our government, they will say to you, well, that's not in the spirit of democracy. What the fuck are you talking about? He's a troll. God.
We absolutely shouldn't let them win.
What?
I mean, we need to God, outvote
how sad.
Them.
How fucking sad. Bob has a voice. Bob gets to drop his kernel in a bucket.
Also happening today, breaking news.
This just in.
Today.
Yes.
Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided Nymphet Island.
Wow.
Jeffrey Epstein's personal U.S. Virgin Island today.
Wow, jeez.
2 days after he was found dead in his cell.
That's amazing because I heard that water is surrounded by water. Big water!
The Daily Mail reports FBI agents were seen raiding Epstein's private U.S. Virgin Island.
Yes.
Which has been dubbed Pedophile Island.
Right.
As the sex trafficking probe around the now deceased billionaire intensifies.
Yes. Where is the fucking island, by the way? Like, is it in...
Somewhere in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, okay. Shit.
A large group of FBI officers were seen disembarking speedboats at the pier of Little St. James Island on Monday.
You know, these guys were like, oh, we get to take the FBI boats out for once. This is going to be so much fun.
They were driving around golf carts on the island.
Oh, yeah. They're probably like, hey, any of those kids still here?
Videos released by the Daily Mail even appears to show multiple divers.
Yes.
Looking underwater.
For what?
Off the shore of the island.
What the fuck was this guy up to? Well, you know, Hillary Clinton had bunkers underwater where she used to fuck Seth Rich.
The Daily Mail. The home, dubbed Pedophile Island and Orgy Island, is at the center of an ongoing sex trafficking probe into the criminal financier.
God, I mean, I'm just thinking about the royal family. Prince Andrew's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein at Fuck Island. The other one shows up to parties dressed as a fucking Nazi. God.
His private jet was known as the Lolita Express.
Is that true?
It says here. New York Magazine reported President Donald Trump was a guest on the jet. Newly unsealed flight logs show Trump flew on Epstein's private plane at least once.
Right.
And we know Epstein flew on Trump's plane.
Right.
According to the insider.
Yes.
Handwritten logs show Trump flying from Palm Beach International Airport to the Newark Airport with Maxwell, Epstein, Epstein's brother, a couple other billionaires.
You know.
Wait a second.
Right.
Someone identified either as Didier or Diddler. D-I-D-I-E-R or D-I-D-L-E-R.
Who? In a plane log?
They can't read the plane. It's handwriting, yeah.
I'm Captain Diddler.
Rumors about what went on in the island are shocking.
Yes.
Allegations have been made that underage girls were used as sex slaves and repeatedly abused inside a temple on the island.
Oh, God. How creepy.
Many Jesus. Members of the community believe Epstein hid young girls he allegedly enslaved in underground rooms below the temple and other parts of the island. Jesus fucking
nightmare,
Christ.
Dude. Good Lord.
It's like a Bond film villain.
It really is. And why are they going underwater?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It really is Bond-like. What Bond movie? Was it For Your Eyes Only?
Octopussy?
Yeah, it's probably Octopussy. I just like saying that. You're right. There was the... you know, the underwater plays for the bad guy or something.
Yeah, that was the one with, I don't remember.
And James Bond had to get some sort of, bit of evidence or technology out from this place, and it was a cassette tape. I swear to God. It was a cassette tape.
Didn't he escape in a like an escape pod and that bobbed up to the surface and while they were waiting for the
He was fucking somebody.
He was fucking the Bond ladies Bond girl.
Me too.
That's that story.
Yes.
We also have here's the Florida man story.
Right.
We've got a guy that showed up. This guy's actually Hispanic, though. Right. Gas station brawl.
Yes.
Customer yells racial slurs at a store clerk.
Okay.
And then ended up getting shot by his own gun.
Oh, shit. Well, is he dead?
This is here in Florida. Florida City? I don't know where that is.
That's somebody that stopped giving a shit. Whoever named Florida City. Why would you name it that?
Miami-Dade, southernmost municipality in the south in the metro area.
I believe Dade County. Didn't they bring us a
Miami suburb?
Right.
Major agricultural area.
Hell yeah, boy.
34-year-old man walked into a gas station in Florida City, tried to buy alcohol. The store clerk refused to sell the man alcohol on grounds that the man was already visibly intoxicated.
And this is Florida, by the way. I've seen people served at bars in Florida. You're like, Jesus Christ, they're not too drunk yet.
He started a disturbance in the store. He became abusive and started calling the clerk the N-word.
God. What a great guy.
Oh, what a great country. The clerk then responded with his own prejudice rant.
Jesus.
And told the man, stop talking that Spanish bullshit.
Shut.
He said, get the fuck out of here.
He, okay. Boy.
The clerk walked out from behind the counter to tell him to leave. At this point, the man drew a gun.
Right.
The two men engaged in a struggle that resulted in the clerk getting shot in the head and the back.
Ouch.
And Rodriguez got shot by his own weapon in the arm.
Jeez. Well, listen, when great minds come together, shit happens. I don't know. So this the guy with the gun, the shooting guy, was saying the N-word, right?
Yes. And then
the clerk.
No. The clerk. Yes. The guy that walked in was saying the N-word. The clerk responded with
doing all this
anti-Mexican
shit. Boy.
Racism.
Good job, guys.
God bless
America. Sounds like Florida, though, right?
So, ended up shot with his own gun, too.
Jeez. How did...
And the clerk got shot twice.
Jeez. Well, got to be careful out there.
Sell the booze.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Is he driving? Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? He's my Lyft driver. How many fucking people are shit-faced? Everybody's shit-faced in Florida. That's the shocking part of this story, that he refused to serve someone. Come on.
Especially in a convenience store.
Yeah. He must have,
if somebody's not driving, who cares?
Who gives a shit? But he must have been really fucked up for him to refuse service to a dude in a convenience store. This must have been really fucked up.
I've got other good news?
Yes. Did Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually see these dungeons under the fuck temple with the island?
She's got one named after her. Republicans in Texas.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Are, according to a member of the state's congressional delegation.
Yes.
Says the Republicans should be very concerned about Texas.
About the election or whatever? Okay.
The rash of recent House GOP retirements.
Yes.
Are hitting Texas particularly hard. Last year's midterms, Democrats flipped two.
No, it was the wind, I think, pushed the door open.
You okay, Shelby?
No, what was that?
Here, buddy. She was sound asleep, and she got freaked out.
Yeah.
We got to get going here. Democrats flipped a couple of seats.
Yay.
Beto came close.
Yes.
To beating Ted Cruz. More than 50 elected Republican judges lost their jobs. So that's
Oh, good news. Yeah, that's true.
And the Democrats gained ground in state legislative races. Right. The changing demographics and a suburban revolt against Trump have turned Texas from a conservative bedrock to a purple battleground.
Damn!
Especially for House seats.
No shit. Well, maybe, hey, maybe you don't run Joe Biden. Maybe Elizabeth Warren runs, you know, fixes everything.
Retiring Representative Will Hurd, the one black person, the one black man.
Yes.
In Congress.
Right.
On the Republican side.
Jeez.
One.
Is that, did he room with Bob back in the day?
If the Republican Party in Texas doesn't start looking like Texas, there won't be a Republican Party in Texas, he said.
Good. Good. Get the fuck out of here. Good riddance. Go fuck yourself. God damn. That's great news.
At least 8 House seats are in play there. Senator John Cornyn is bracing for a competitive reelection.
John Cornyn is...
It's not out of the question that Democrats could make a play for the state's 38 Electoral College votes.
You should be able to beat a bunch of fucking Republicans, guys.
Right now, we found out in the latest polls that Trump is losing to Warren,
ooh,
Biden, and Bernie, right? In Texas.
Fake
I think
news.
Was the latest polls.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, that's 36 electoral votes right there.
Yeah, so he's fucked.
He would be fucked.
Because everybody assumes he's going to take Texas.
He is, yeah.
No, oh, God, this sounds like... This motherfucking sounds like...
But nobody was thinking Electoral College.
When?
In 2016. None of us thought that there would be some squeaker that he would pull out.
I know.
And somehow win the Electoral College.
I know nobody thought, because I was sitting next to you when we did that show.
But now
and
they're
you were doing
looking.
Math and you're like, it's fine, it's fine. And then it wasn't fine. After, all
well,
of a sudden.
After Florida, it wasn't fine.
It
anymore.
Was not
yes.
fine. I remember thinking this thing. I was like, wait.
Go?
Don't get mad at him. He's just doing the math. I'm like, what do you mean Trump's going to fucking win? It was horrible.
It was a very strange show.
Yeah.
It didn't record either. It was a sign of things to come.
We're atheists. None of that shit matters. Come on.
We got to get the fuck out of here. We could do it again tomorrow and see what's going on.
Yay.
Where's my music? Where's our cheerful
Trump,
exit
motherfuckers.
Music?
Motherfuckers.
There it is. Nope,
oh, yes.
That's the wrong one. God damn it.
Jeez. Come on, orchestra. What the fuck?
There we go. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com for his schedule.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's come back to the treehouse same time tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy. Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, and our constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.